From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States has joined other countries and the UN in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish HDP, the country's third-largest political party. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed 9 people, wounded more than 100 others, near a police station in the southeastern part of Turkey, where some of the lawmakers were being held. Heavy fighting has erupted between jihadists and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continue their push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold backed by U.S.-led airstrikes. Meantime, in Geneva, the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights said Islamic State militants were continuing to forcibly transfer citizens to the city of Mosul as shields for themselves. With less than 100 hours of campaigning left, polls are showing the U.S. presidential race is tightening. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump campaigning almost nonstop, and their surrogates are on the campaign trail as well. Clinton supporter President Obama in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I need you to vote. The country needs you to vote. And we need to finish what we started 8 years ago.
Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, was in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I know why you're here. You share a love of your country with Donald Trump and a desire to change the system that benefits those at the tippy top and often leaves behind those who work hard and play by the rules and just want a fair opportunity, thank you, and a better future.
This is VOA News. Paris authorities have begun an operation to clear more than 3,000 migrants from a camp in the northeastern sector of the French capital. Operation to clear the sprawling tent camp happened peacefully. Officials gathered several hundred male migrants behind a police line in a part of the camp housing Afghans, this man among them.
We come from our country only to escape from the war, you know, to escape from fighting for this problem. So if we didn't have this problem, we will never come to this country.
The operation in Paris comes after a major campaign last week to clear the so-called Calais jungle migrant camp there in the north, which has for years served as a jumping-off point for migrants attempting to stow away on trucks and trains bound across the English Channel for Britain. Some 6,000 people, mostly Afghans, Sudanese, and Eritreans, have been living in the Calais encampment in squalid conditions as Europe continues to struggle with its worst migration crisis since World War II. British intelligence services are warning of increasingly aggressive espionage tactics by Moscow. The Kremlin denying those charges, but the British government is planning to spend more than $2 billion on cybersecurity and recruit an extra 1,000 intelligence officers. Henry Ridgewell in London is following the story.
The $2.3 billion investment is aimed at countering emerging threats to national security. British Chancellor Philip Hammond said this week that key infrastructure like air traffic control systems and power networks could be targeted by what he called hostile foreign actors.
It is our duty to demonstrate that they cannot act with impunity. So we will not only defend ourselves in cyberspace, we will strike back in kind when we are attacked.
Hammond did not mention Russia by name, but writing in the Guardian newspaper the same day, the head of Britain's domestic intelligence service, known as MI5, accused Moscow of increasingly aggressive cyber attacks, espionage, propaganda, and subversion. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Massive demonstration in Jakarta against the governor turned violent when protesters burned police cars. Officers responded with tear gas and water cannon. Police say at least one person was killed, 7 others wounded in the violence. Tensions have been high across the capital, made worse by reports that Islamic State members in Syria had posted messages on social media calling for their followers to carry out attacks during the protest. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.